Welcome to the MDS podcast, the official podcast of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society. I'm your host, Vyani Garg from New Delhi, India. Today we are talking about something that rarely comes up in clinic, but it deeply affects how persons with Parkinson's disease see themselves. We are going to be talking today about shame, not stigma or embarrassment, but shame as a lived emotional experience. To discuss this unseen burden, I am joined today by Dr. Vanessa Fleury from the University of Geneva, Switzerland, whose article has been recently published in the Movement Disorders Clinical Practice Journal. Welcome, Dr. Fleury, and thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Let's start with the big picture. So shame is often mentioned alongside stigma or embarrassment, but it is only rarely studied on its own. Why was it important for you to focus specifically on shame in Parkinson's disease?
Again and again, in the context of my clinical practice and as well with interaction with the psychologist, Dr. Angulo, who is also a person living with Parkinson's disease. And through many informal conversations with him and with patients, shame emerged as important symptoms which impact quality of life and was linked with isolation as well.
All right. And so from what I understand, in terms of differentiating shame from stigma or embarrassment, so stigma is largely about social attitude, whereas shame has to do with the inner self, how the patient or the person feels that somehow the disease identifies who they are. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. We focused on Parkinson's disease-related shame because it's a painful emotion tied to identity. It's related to stigma, but it is different. It's more internal and it makes as well potentially treatable.
I also noticed that you used a specific tool in the study to measure shame, that is the SPARC tool. Can you briefly explain what SPARC measures and why was it important to have a Parkinson's specific tool for shame?
Yes, when we realized shame was important, we looked for scales to being able to quantify this feeling, and we couldn't find anything. So we decided to create a scale which was co-construct with patients, clinicians, and researchers. It's allowed to identify what are the sources of shame in Parkinson's disease patients. And we found three main things. First, the symptoms, motor and non-motor, but as well the increase in dependence induced by Parkinson's disease, as well as a loss of identity secondary to Parkinson's disease. Because what I wanted to say as well is that shame in Parkinson is like something is wrong. People think something is wrong with them because of the disease. And they define themselves as being the disease.
Yes, that is a very important aspect. I also wanted to talk to you about what you found. And when you looked at the different potential contributors to shame, what were the factors that stood out most strongly?
Yes, so we looked at different factors. Our aim was to identify what participated to shame. And we looked at personal factors such as age, gender, educational level, laterality of the disease and psychological traits, as well as disease-related factors. And what we found and what we were surprised of is that shame is not related to disease motor severity. Or disease duration. It is mainly associated with psychological factors such as certain personality traits, such as propensity to feel ashamed, to feel guilty, to feel anxious. The only motor symptoms which related with shame was the dyskinesia, when the people were gnosic, when they were aware of their dyskinesia. And non-motor symptoms were the most as well associated with the shame. It was anxiety, depression, apathy. And we confirmed that quality of life was strongly related with shame.
Yes, I also thought that these findings were really important because a lot of these contributors that you mentioned are actually potentially modifiable, including depression, apathy, and dyskinesias, which I suppose is because they are quite visible. So they are potential contributors, but can also be modified. So it's really heartening to note that these factors that are there are the modifiable factors. So the other fascinating aspect of this study was the cluster analysis. You identified three distinct shame profiles among persons with Parkinson's disease. Can you walk us through those clusters?
Yes, so we identified three different shame profiles. Some patients feel ashamed because mainly because of motor symptoms, others mainly because of non-motor symptoms, and a third group felt high shame from both. And the most affected group wasn't the one with the most severe motor symptoms, but the one with the highest emotional burden.
All right. So let's bring this into the clinic. So based on your findings, what more should clinicians be doing? How can they help address this particular unseen burden for their patients? What can we do to really help out?
First, we need to identify shame. That's the first step. And then we can talk about it and we can intervene. So first of all, we need to understand where it comes from. If it's dyskinesia, it's pretty easy. We can reduce the treatment or propose invasive therapy. But if it's linked with apathy or depression or anxiety, we can as well treat, if necessary, with medication. But the psychological management central, we could suggest cognitive behavioral therapy or psychoeducation for these patients.
And when you say that we should learn to identify this in our patients, what do you think is the best strategy to do that? Do you think we can directly ask them, or is it better to screen them using particular tools? What would be practically useful?
I think it's important to first to be really aware of this component, because patients, they don't come with this complaint first. In fact, they will not tell you, "I feel ashamed." In fact, they come and they say, "Yeah, it's not good, but you see their motor state is not that bad." But in fact, you need to deepen your interview and to look for what is actually the problem. And often it's the psychologist who will see their anxiety, depression, and there is shame, almost always associated. So for clinicians, I think first to be aware, then to talk with the patients, and then to try to see which factors are associated and how we could manage this symptom.
So before we wrap up, I just wanted to ask you, if there was one message from the study that you would like to share with our listeners, what would that message be?
That Parkinson's disease-related shame is frequent. It's invisible, but highly disabling, non-motor symptoms in Parkinson's disease. And it's not about overall motor severity, but it is strongly linked with personality traits, anxiety, depression, apathy, and quality of life. Two patients with very similar motor symptoms can experience completely different level of shame. And it is not untreatable. It can really, we can address it through tailored and multidisciplinary interventions.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Dr. Fleury, and for talking about this and most importantly, working on this really important topic. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The views and opinions expressed by the participants in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society or their affiliated journals, Movement Disorders, and Movement Disorders Clinical Practice. Any disclosures of the participants can be found within the episode description located on the MDS website.